There's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for butter burgers, custard, and cheese curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Caleb Swinson, Landon Tease, Mike Thompson, your Wilgo Sports crew live on the road here. Brand new facilities in Neenah, Wisconsin for this Level 2 playoff game for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the Neenah Rockets. Couple of orders of housekeeping, then we'll get to Landon's thoughts on this game. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro football players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And the WIAA State Football Finals are scheduled for November 16th and 17th at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. All tickets are sold online, so there are no long lines to purchase them. Order your state finals tickets online in advance by clicking on the tickets link located at the top of the WIAA homepage and navigating to the state football finals option. That website is WIAAWI.org. Now to our game at hand. Level 2, as Coach Rakovich just mentioned, Landon, when you get to this point, you're a good football team. And Chi High, again, some people might say, backed their way into the playoffs a little bit, had a tough conference road, and yes, did have a 3-4 sub-500 record in BRC play, but they absolutely proved last night at Hudson, toppling the number one seed, that they belong here.
Exactly, and that is exactly why they're here. They proved themselves a week ago over there in Hudson against the number one seed, a place where Chippewa Falls just happens to play well every single time. And knocking off the one seed and being able to come on the road here and have a chance to do it again, another week with the players, as Coach Reka was talking about, what each coach wants is to have another week. They earned it. They're here. And on the other side, looking at Neenah, it's no question why they're here right now, 8-2 on the season and one of the best conferences in the state of Wisconsin. Absolutely disciplined team. Last week against DC Everest, didn't turn the ball over, didn't have any penalties in the entire first half. They're well-coached. Well, very good football team, and there's no doubt that they're here in Level 2 facing off with the Cardinals tonight.
Steve Young, the coach, also told us off the air, too. He has a son playing safety this year, but he said he's had the privilege of being able to coach his sons on the field for the last 10 years, including one who's playing at NDSU, so really an impressive football family. But again, these two teams have never met before, Landon. And again, there's a little history with Chi High and Neenah. We were talking about that on the ride over. Neenah, by 2 points, knocked off that tremendous 2020 run for Chi High that ended in a sectional semifinal for Chi High basketball. But on the gridiron, they have never met.
No, they haven't. And I'm very excited to see how these two teams are going to match up. Obviously, which Coach Young was saying, you know, that they don't see the double wing very often over here on the east side of Wisconsin. You know, their air raid kind of football, their ground and pound, and the Big Rivers is kind of a little bit of a different test over there on the west side. So these teams never matched up before. Obviously, they had the film on each other, and it's going to be a very good contest, and I'm excited to see how these two teams match up.
Well, now it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Tonight's Keys to the Game, Landon, the honor's yours.
Yeah, so both of these teams right now very hot. Last time both these teams lost was on the exact same night on September 29th. It's been a month since both of these teams have lost. Obviously, Nina lost a tough one to Kimberly and got shut out 21-0. And then the last time Chippewa Falls lost was over at UW River Falls with that failed two-point conversion, 27-28. So both these teams very hot. I'm looking to see how that is going to come in and play into this game. Both these teams have a lot of confidence. But let's talk a little bit about the stars on each side of these teams. Obviously, the stud running back for Nina and Grant Dean has 1,500 yards right now on the season and 8 per attempt. And you know, he's got 24 touchdowns, a great asset to the Nina Rockets. And on the other side, Chippewa Falls, Jackson Boland's having a phenomenal second half of the year. And also Jax Wiefelhofer on the other side of the football, 5 interceptions right now and led the BRC. So, you know, two great players on both sides of the ball.
3 pick sixes for Zwiehofer as well, and he had a crucial pick against Hudson last week. It's the 4 seed against the 8 seed. Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, back in 3.5.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Looking for a rock-solid career with a family-owned company? Haas Incorporated offers competitive pay, 100% paid health insurance premiums, 10% company 401k contribution, dental, vision, and life insurance. Haas is now hiring for full and part-time shop technicians in Thorpe and Eau Claire, as well as a project manager in Thorpe. Apply in person or at Haas4.com. That's H-A-A-S, the number 4.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome to Playoff Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Landon Tease.
Mike Thompson with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, CFHS Media on YouTube. It's the Nina Rockets, the 4 seed against your number 8 seed, Chi-Hi Cardinals. Liam Wasco, a 5'9 senior, has it on the tee. The kick from left to right, and we are underway. Good to have you with us for playoff football on WOGO Sports. Chi-Hi with the return. That's Boland across the 25 to the 30 and pushing the pile forward to the 32-yard line. Nina is clad in their home red uniform, tops and bottoms. With the white numerals, the black piping, they have red helmets with the white stripes, Chi-Hi resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, jet black pants, black numerals, and the red outlines, the red crimson stripe on the side of the pants, and the matte black helmets with the silver CF insignia. And the Cards will start first and 10 at the 31-yard line.
So this Nina defense is going to start out tonight. Obviously, they had back-to-back-to-back interceptions, two of them pick sixes against DC Everest. Strong secondary for the Rockets.
Cardinals will start with two in the backfield with senior signal caller Mason Von Hayden. Two receivers on the slot to the left. Bolin will motion left to right, and it's a high snap. Able to retrieve it, but now a broken play and losing 5 yards, maybe six, is Mason Von Hayden, as that play just off kilter from the start.
A little high snap, a little pregame jitters from the Cardinals. Not out of the ordinary by any means with the level two playoff atmosphere that's going on here. Packed stands tonight right now at Rocket Stadium.
Again, the capacity just over 3,500. Brand new facilities over here in Nina. Chi-Hi immediately behind the sticks. Second play of this game, Boland in motion left to right as they go spread. Jet sweep to Boland. Boland trying to turn the corner. He's strung out. He'll dodge one defender, reversing field, going all the way across the field, and Boland has some room. 30, trying to break a tackle at the 31 and up to the 32. A lot of running for Jackson Boland to get 1 yard past the original line of scrimmage, but he gets the lost yardage back and makes it a little bit more manageable third down here for the Cards.
Number 82 from the Rockets really set the edge. You could tell he did not want to let a Boland get wider than him turning it back.
Connor Brion, 6'2", 205, a senior. Again, they've got five all-conference players.
He had a pick six last week, Caleb.
On the Nina roster. This is a very stout Nina defense. Cardinals with the third and 9. Von Hayden roll out to his right, throws it back across and through the outstretched arms of Abair. Bootleg to the right and then throwing to his receiver on the left. There might have been some room there, but the pass just a little too high, too hot to handle for Abair. 3 and out for the Cards.
Tough start for the Cards. Tough to go 3 and out right away. Obviously, this Nina defense is nothing to laugh at. They're a very solid team. Nina Rockets offense, I'm excited to see how this goes because they got an interesting lineup.
Talk about that more in a moment. Cardinals punting for the first time tonight from their own 32-yard line. Good snap, good spot. Clary, directional boot. It'll take a little bit of a Chi-Hi hop at the 45. Now inside the 40, continuing to roll down to the 35-yard line. And that's where the Nina Rockets will start.
All right, Grant Dean will be 10. Coming out onto the field, the stud running back. Nina's got an interesting formation that they have on offense. They put their tight end right behind the guard and the tackle real tight as like an extra blocker, which has proven to be effective this season with Dean's rushing yards that he has right now. I'm interested to see how this goes. I've never seen an offense that has a type of formation.
Again, Dean is 5'11", 180, and just a junior. Plays safety as well. An athlete they like to get out there on the field. Opening handoff goes to Dean. Excuse me, it's a quarterback keeper, rather.
That's a freshman QB for Nina. Nice player, but using number 8, Dean, as a decoy a little bit on that play.
Yeah, Ashton Van Beek, I believe, 6'1", 175, but just a freshman in the Fox Valley Association, a freshman starting quarterback. That might tell you just a little bit about how talented this young man is.
Yeah, he's got some wheels on him. He had a 35-yard touchdown run last week against DC Everest. Definitely use both players in the backfield.
Gain of 3. Van Beek's going to throw it out left side on a screen across the 40-yard line, 45, and taken out of bounds into the Chi-Hi sideline, a couple yards shy of midfield, but enough to move the sticks for the Nina Rockets.
It's coming back. Got a flag on that play. They got holding on the perimeter.
Laundrie on the field will bring this one back. Again, Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese, and Mike Thompson, Chi-Hi Athletic Director, down on the field on this blustery night in Neenah. But again, the rain holding off, so we'll be thankful for that. Greg Stewart and Dan Anderson back at the WOGO studios in Halley.
I'd like to remind our viewers that there's one of us out here in the elements and two of us up in the nice, cozy press box.
However, we did pull out the window, so we are going to be feeling at least some of that wind, so we can empathize with you, Mike.
Got it.
First mistake there from the Rockets. Obviously, last week, no penalties, no turnovers in the first half. They played a sound game, and you see their first mistake right there causing them a first down with the holding penalty.
So a little behind the chains for Neenah. They'll send a man in motion left to right. The freshman Van Beek, he'll give Dean his first carry, and Dean plunges straight ahead across the 40-yard line and up to the 41.
Now watch the play action here tonight, Caleb. Obviously, they got those two nice people in the backfield with Dean and Van Beek, but being able to use the play action, both of them as decoys, they like to get their quarterback rolling out on the side with those nice drag routes. Wouldn't be surprised if I see a play like that here with some play action.
Any passing game tonight likely will be the short stuff. This deep stuff with this wind might be tough to complete.
It's a third and four for Neenah. Just over 3 minutes gone by. No score first quarter. Low snap. Van Beek's going to keep it himself. The freshman turns the corner at the 45. He's up close to midfield. Zwiefel Hoffer, among others, will take him down at the 49. And that's enough to move the chains for Neenah. No penalty on the field this time.
And quarterback able to sneak out there, pulled it, obviously a right read with a read act. Or
looked like Tanzer went inside. Could have been a stunt, but obviously opened up the edge for the QB to run.
Now the ball in the near hash for the Neenah Rockets. Twin receivers in the slot to the right. Van Beek from the gun. Back to pass again. He's going to flare it out left side on a screen. His receiver turns straight ahead north-south. Crosses midfield. Gets maybe a couple yards. That was number 15, Luke Young, the coach's son. Listed as a safety, but also playing receiver, obviously. 6'1", 185, a junior.
Looked like the same play that the Rockets played a couple plays ago when they got that nice game that was called back on the holding call. Played it on the opposite side of the field. Cardinals knew it was coming this time. Kept it for a nice 3 yard gain.
Tanzer blew it up really well, took on the block immediately.
Second and seven for the Neenah Rockets. From the pistol, man motioning into an H-back position. Give right up the middle, and there's a good hard run across the 45 and close to the 41-yard line. Should move the chains for Neenah. That looked to be Dean.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing a lot of that tonight, just like when we saw Jonas Severson with the Wildcats at River Falls. He gets a lot of carries, Caleb.
Speaking of Severson, congratulations to that young man on committing to UW River Falls, staying home, and certainly will be, I'm sure, in your sphere of interest as you continue broadcasting out there, Landon.
Dean is split out right now. He's going to get this on a sweep.
They're going to jet sweep it to Dean, and he's got a big, big hole, and Dean is in the clear, 20-15-10-5 to the end zone. Touchdown from 41 yards out, Grant Dean, and Neenah draws first blood.
Good play there by the Rockets. Good blocking. Right open hole. I don't even know if he got touched, Caleb.
That's something that their coach, Steve Young, mentioned. As good as Dean is, he said this offensive line at times will not even allow him to be touched. And that time, I'm not sure if he was. So 6-0 Neenah with 7:08 to go in the first quarter. Again, the senior Wasco for the PAT. Van Beek is the holder. Snap, spot, the kick splits the uprights, and it's 7-0 Neenah. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Sky High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Clinton Landon, he's Mike Thompson with you. One possession for each team. Sky High with three and out. Nina backtracked a little bit by the penalty, but a 41-yard touchdown run by Grant Dean makes it 7-0 the Rockets. Boland on the return across the 20-yard line, up close to the 25. He's working hard, jitterbugging outside the numbers, and the Cardinals a first and 10 with about 75 yards to go to try to tie this game.
Nina's offense looked good on the first drive of the game. Cardinals stalled after that bad first play. That was a little bit of a high snap after the 6-yard loss. Got to be able to move the chains here, Caleb. We got to get at least a first down and get some confidence in the offense.
7:02 on the clock here in the first quarter from Nina. Cardinals will start out in the double wing formation on this possession. Ball at the 25. Man in motion left to right. There's the give to LeMay. Good to see LeMay back out there. And he will get the ball and squirm across the 25-yard line up to close to the 29.
Yeah, LeMay been out for a couple games with a concussion. Coming back here. Now they got two threats in the backfield with Bolin and LeMay. Obviously, when they got two people that are good on offense, you can't cover them both. So interested to see how the offense is able to use both of those players tonight.
Xander Neal has been running well. Devin Bush as well from that fullback or B-back position. As Coach Steve Young mentioned, these teams have never met before, and the double wing is just not something they see often. Cardinals on a 2nd and 7. Again, LeMay with a flip. LeMay off the right side, picking his way across the 30 to the 35, up to the 36, and that is a Chi-High first down. The first Cardinal first down brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Part of the deal with defending the double wing is you don't know where the ball is at times. There's a lot of fakes in the backfield. Deception is the key.
And the Cardinals with their first down of the game. Ball's about the 36, LeMay in motion. The give to Bush. Bush evades one tackle in the backfield, turns straight ahead, lowers the pad level across the 36-yard line. Maybe got the 37. Possibly the 38. We'll see on the spot. They'll give him the 38-yard line.
Hate to correct you, Caleb, but they had Jackson Boland at the B-back there. It's a little change-up this week. They put a little turbo package in. A lot of their backs with speed on that particular formation.
One, why wouldn't you after the way Boland performs at that running back at a wing-back position last week against Hudson? Off the right side, again, is Jackson LeMay. LeMay running hard across the 40 and up close to the 45-yard line.
Like to see that running room for the running backs. Offensive line pushing back the defensive line, being able to get some movement up there, opening up the hole for the running backs. Love to see it. That is a crucial part of the double wing. If you don't get movement up at the front, there's going to be players in the backfield every single time.
3rd and 1, Chi-High, the double wing. Ball just shy of the 45, their side of the 50, trailing 7-0 to Nina. Again, LeMay off the right side. LeMay darts forward. He dives and I think has the first down. Should be enough.
Got tripped up in the backfield, able to lay out, stretch the ball, move the chains. Fresh set of down for the Cards.
That's a power play where you're bringing both guard and tackle from the backside. They seem to be setting something up here, so be prepared for a counter coming backside from that same look, from that same formation.
We know that Reiko loves the crisscross. Would not be surprised to see if Nina studied their film on us. That's a play that we definitely love.
Cardinals stringing together a couple consecutive first downs here. 4:26 to go in the first quarter, trailing 7-0. Give off the left side this time. That's Xander Neal, and Neal is hit at the line of scrimmage. Turned back, may have lost a yard, possibly two. Good pursuit by the Nina defensive front. I believe that was the coach's son, Luke Young, who might have been the first to the ball.
Not a surprise. He's led the team in tackles, Cale, with 77 on the year, flying up from the safety position. What were you going to say, Mike?
In pregame, they talked about setting the edge, and they're definitely scared of us getting outside of them. They're forcing everything back in.
Double wing formation, two tight ends, second and 12, Chai High, wheeling and giving off the left side. That is Neal, and Neal fighting his way across midfield to the 49-yard line. First foray into Rockets territory for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over three decades. White City Glass.
Good job by the offensive line there once again on the counter. Just as a former guard, I'd love to hear when you see the counter plays, you get the kickout block on the outside. Potential chance of the deep leader.
Chai High now a third and six, just past midfield, trailing 7-0. There's LeMay off the right side, and LeMay fights his way down close to the 48. But it's going to be fourth and five, and Chai High will elect to punt here. A promising drive stalls just past midfield.
And there was the crisscross that we were looking for, Caleb. Ended up short. Looked like there was a little bit of a fumble in the backfield. Able to get it. Only a 1 yard gain. And now the punt unit has to come out.
Clary to kick this one away. Dean will stand at his own 21 yard line. Good snap. And the punt directional. And that direction is away from Grant Dean. And it will trickle out of bounds around the 27 yard line. And that's where Nina will start first and 10, leading 7-0 with 2:25 to go here in the opening quarter of this WIAA Division 1 Level 2 playoff game.
They're obviously kicking away from Dean on these punts and just trying to angle it out of bounds and don't let him touch it and hurt you.
Let's see what Coach Berger had to say, the defensive coordinator, to this defensive unit after a strong first drive by the Rockets.
Two receivers to the right for Nina. Van Beek, the freshman. The pistol, the give right up the gut, and I believe that's Dean getting his fifth carry of the night. Up to the 31, possibly 32-yard line. Gain of five quickly on first down. Just over 2 minutes to play in this first quarter. Dean has the lone score of the night. Grant Dean, a 41-yard romp. And that was, in terms of rushing touchdowns, for Dean, his 25th. Just over 1,500 yards on the ground, according to Wisports.net as well, for Dean in their first 10 games. Read option. Van Beek's going to keep it himself, and oh my goodness, Van Beek has a clear path all the way to the end zone. No one will catch him. Van Beek, 68 yards to the house, 13-0 Nina.
Exactly what we talked about in pregame, Caleb. That quarterback has got some wheels on him. Had a long touchdown just like that a week ago against DC Everest. Proves himself once again, 65 yards to the house.
And again, I'm not sure if Van Beek was touched, and Mike, that read option was run to perfection there. Van Beek, very skilled in knowing when to keep it.
Yeah, that was an excellent job, obviously, of reading that, and the whole play collapsed on Dean and pretty much clear running room for the QB.
13-0 Nina. Wasco for the PAT, and he is 2-for-2 in that category. It's 14-0 Nina. Chai High with some work to do when we come back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Welcome back. Chi High Football and WOGO Sports. WIA Division 1 playoffs, level 2. A 41-yard touchdown run, then a 68-yard touchdown run have made the difference. As Nina, the home team, leads 14-0. Back deep to receive the kick at the 8-yard line. Stopping at the 15, trying to reverse field, and Nina will have none of it. As Chi High is going to start with their worst starting field position of this first quarter.
Chi High really looking for an explosive play here. Nina's had two of them. 40-yard plus plays on offense, taking them both to the house. We got to get a nice big explosive play here, Caleb. Get some momentum back on our sideline and maybe put some more confidence again in the offense. Who had a nice drive last, just stalled out just past the 50.
And stringing together some first downs. Cards will need to do that again here, trailing 14-0. Start of the double wing, their own 15-yard line. Off the right side, no running room there. On the initial handoff, maybe a loss of a couple.
Immediately ramped up by Tawan Rich.
Rich with the tackle for the Nina Rockets. Loss of a couple, so it'll be second and 12. Timeout taken. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football, back in half a minute.
Swim run. This time of year, it seems like everyone wants to hop on a plane to get somewhere warmer. But your own backyard could have all the warmth you need. Sink into the relaxing waters of your own Marquee Spa from Swim Right Pools and Spas. Stop in for a test soak and see how Swim Right's line of Marquee Spas can make your home your favorite place on earth. Your staycation destination for over 30 years.
We do it right. Swim Right.
Highway 93, Eau Claire.
Playoff football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Landon Tease in the booth, Mike Thompson down on the windy field here at Nina, where the Rockets have taken advantage of two long touchdown runs to lead your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14-0. Winner plays the winner of Kimberly and Stevens Point. Cardinals on second and 12, give off the right side, picking his way across the 15-yard line is LeMay. Got back to the original line of scrimmage, but no further. So third and 10, Chi High, with under a minute to play in the opening quarter.
Again, the defense looking really stout right now, stuffing the Chi High run offense right now. Again, Mike Thompson kind of pointed this out earlier, really brisky down on the field right now. Passing, you know, again, could be very difficult as we go out through this game. Going to have to stick to the run game, but again, you get behind the sticks, it's hard, you know, to get 10 yards on a run.
Cardinals on a third and 10, under 30 seconds down the first quarter. Four wide, two left, two right. Von Hayden takes a shoulder high snap, back to pass. He's going to flare it out left side across the 15-yard line with a flag on the play up to the 17.
It's going to be a legal block in the back.
Auger, but again, a block in the back should take this one back. If Nina elects to do that, I'm guessing Steve Young will just say decline the penalty and we'll take the punt. But it does look like they will decline it. Again, Alger's been kind of a Swiss Army knife at times, moved in and out of the backfield. They've used him as a tight end. He's run the ball from time to time. They often pass to him. Preston Auger for Chi High, number 17, at 6'1", 200 pounds. And one of these great seniors for Chi High.
I don't think anybody's back for Nina right now.
Clary is punting, but yeah, no one standing, so I don't know if they're going to come after this one.
Do they have 11?
Well, Cleary able to get this one off. It's a little knuckleball punt. And again, no one back to receive it. And Chi High will let it pick up and bounce at the 44-yard line. And Nina will have their most favorable starting field position of the game, leading 14-0 with just 2 seconds to play in the quarter. That was a little curious. It didn't seem like Nina went wholesale for the block. And maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe they were short a player.
Yeah, I counted 10 as they were leaving the field. So not sure what happened there, but worked in the Cardinals' favor, I guess. Took a nice little hop.
Probably the first mistake we've seen from the Rockets so far tonight. They've looked strong here on their home field in the first 11 minutes and 58 seconds. Two ticks left in the first quarter, 14-0 Nina. Ball at their own 44-yard line for this drive. Van Beek is going to flare it out to Young. Young across the 45-yard line, picking his way through blocking across the 50 and close to a first down. And that will end the first quarter. After one complete, Chi High trails by two scores, 14-0 here at Nina. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
First quarter went to Nina. Chi High hoping to flip the script here in the second. Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High football. This game, an early start from Nina. Just a few minutes on Max TV. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky will have a call in eight-player football. McDonald and Clayton give to Dean off the left side in the first play of the second quarter, and Dean will shove his way down inside the 45-yard line into the 41 to move the chains for the Rockets.
Again, Nina offense looking like a strong unit out there, moving the football, moving the chains, two explosive plays, looking like a very sound football team, and one that's not looked to be stopped right now.
It'll be a first and 10 from the 41 of Chi High for the Rockets. The freshman, Van Beek, from the gun with the back to his left. Van Beek looking left, pumps, throws, and incomplete, wide of the mark in front of the Chi High sideline. Looked like he was looking for Young.
It kind of looked like a miscommunication there. Van Beek looked like he was about to throw, and Young hadn't turned around yet to look for the ball. And then once he did, the wind kind of pushed it more to the right. And once again, wind playing a factor in the passing game, just out of the reach of the wide receiver. And we got a second down and long.
I think Guyton Patrol played that one pretty well. He was all over the top of that route from beginning to end.
As Mike mentioned, again, down on the field, we haven't seen either quarterback try to push the ball beyond really a couple yards from the line of scrimmage at this point because of the wind. Give to Dean straight ahead, plunging across the 40-yard line and down to the 37.
There you go. Here's a chance for Chi High to force a fourth down. Nina probably looking like they're in four-down territory right now, unless, especially with the wind the way it is, a field goal from this distance is highly unlikely.
And this is a Nina team that put up 54 points against a very stout DC Everest defense. Now two pick sixes in a string of three straight interceptions certainly added to that. So this is a Nina team that is no stranger to putting up a lot of points. Off the left side, Chi High swarming to the ball. And a minimal gain, and it is fourth down, fourth and close to five for the Nina Rockets.
Brett Krista doing a nice job shedding his block on the outside, forcing Dean to go inside where all the Cardinals are waiting for him, and only a minimal gain. And it looks like we will see Nina punt for the first time tonight.
It's a win for the Chi-High defense for sure. Carter Bovey, we haven't seen him in the return game yet tonight. And he will stand just inside his own 10-yard line. Nina on 4th and 5, leading 14-0, elects to punt. Kick is away, directional. Bovey running for it, and he will let it bounce. And this will take a little bit of a Chi-High hop and pick up near the 9-yard line. Worst starting field position for Chi-High, however. They're able to get Nina off the field offensively for the first time, and the Cards will take that with 10:02 remaining in the half.
You got to take some momentum there, being able to get the rolling Nina offense previously off the field. We didn't give up a big play, which their two touchdowns have been on, able to force the punt, and now it's time for the offense to get rolling, throw some points up on the board.
And a tale of two games, Mike Thompson, as we saw Chi-High jump out to a very early lead at Hudson, take advantage of those Hudson miscues, and so now down in a two-score hole, and it's going to test the mettle of this team.
Yeah, no doubt. We got fortunate turnover early in that game. We got to get some steam going here.
Cardinals from the double wing. Flag flies. Someone may have jumped offside for Nina. Give right up the middle to the fullback up to the 11-yard line. Gain of a couple for now. And we will check the flag. It could also be an illegal shift on Chi-High.
I believe it's going to be an illegal shift. I think Bolin started running upfield when the ball was snapped. If you go in motion, you got to keep going towards the sideline. You can't switch direction and starting heading up, head upfield early when the ball is being snapped.
That would be a half the distance to the goal penalty, and they will mark that off against Chi-High. So the Cardinals behind the chains a little bit here on this drive. 10:01 to go in the half. Nina leads 14-0. Touchdown runs at the 7:08 and 1:32 mark of the first quarter from Dean from 41 yards out, and then the freshman quarterback Van Beek from 68 yards. Cardinals give to Xander Neal. Neal running hard but runs into a red wall. It looked like he had a gap, and that closed very, very quickly across the 5-yard line. It'll be second and long for Chippewa Falls. A gain of a couple there, I believe, for Neal.
Yeah, it looked like, as of right now, the Cardinal defense hasn't been doing very well on the counter plays. They've gotten some good yardage on the power plays when they've given it to LeMay. Just running up behind the guard and the tackle, but the counter plays have proven to be ineffective right now, well defended by the Nina Rockets.
Second and 13, back to pass. Von Hayden flares it out. Oh, he had Bush for a moment, and Bush couldn't quite gather it in. The pass was a little low near the knees. Bush had it at the 10 and looked like he might have a chance to turn upfield. So it'll be third and 13 for the Cards, backed up to their own 6.
Again, the wind a factor once again in the passing game. It looked like it was just out of the reach of Bush. Now a third and long behind the chains once again for the Cardinals, looking for a little magic as they go into spread.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Von Hayden with a back on his left hip. Back to pass, he'll flare it out left side, a little screen, and Nina having none of that. No gain on the play, maybe half a yard, and Chi-High will be punting from their own end zone here.
It's such a chance to get something going offensively when defense finally got off the field and got some momentum going, but penalty and puts us back behind the sticks and obviously didn't make it out this possession.
The punting game with Colin Clary has been primarily keep it away from Grant Dean, who's standing at the Chi-High 42-yard line for this one. Cleary calls for the snap. Pressure is light. He gets off a nice boot up into the lights, and that one is going to sail into the Chi-High sideline. Dean, no chance for a return. Good starting field position, though, and actually they're going to say it went out of bounds at the Chi-High 37-yard line. So plus territory to start this drive for the Nina Rockets, leading 14-0.
Chi-High defense got to be stout right here. Can't give up another touchdown. We got to get the Rockets off the field once again and get the ball back to the offense.
I think we'll get a heavy dose of Mr. Dean, number 8, and obviously that's something we got to be able to control within this short field for Nina.
And Dean's already hit Pater once tonight. Pretty formidable backfield just with quarterback and tailback and Van Beek and Dean. Man in motion left to right. They'll go jet sweep. That's a new ball. Excuse me. fake that and the give right up the middle instead. I was fooled. The Chi-High defense wasn't, but still a gain of close to 10 for the Nina Rockets.
Again, that option play working very well for the Rockets tonight. As Coach Young pointed out, their offensive line has been able to produce some big holes throughout the season for their running backs. And as we saw this true freshman as a starting quarterback in the Fox Valley Conference, no easy task, proving why he's under controls.
Gain of just under 10. Van Beek will give to Dean. Dean evades an ankle tackle in the backfield and will fall forward for just enough for the first down. Good work by the Chi-High defense, Petska in particular there, but the Cardinals just not able to stop Dean's forward momentum quickly enough.
Colton Petska did a nice job of reading that play from start to finish. They had actually two pulling linemen. I'd consider that tight end being a pulling lineman in that formation. He snuck in there and tackled Dean, and a really nice play by Colton.
Chi-High still looking for their first foray into the Johnson roll-off red zone tonight, and in fact, Nina has not been in the red zone either, as both of their touchdowns.
Eight split out here.
A lot further out. So Dean split out to the left. Now he'll go jet sweep motion. Van Beek keep himself right up the middle. And Van Beek dragging tacklers with him into the aforementioned red zone inside the 15-yard line for another Nina first down. Van Beek averaging 6.2 yards per carry. Dean 8.1 on the season through nine games, according to WIS Sports. And Van Beek has thrown the ball just 88 times, but for four touchdowns and five interceptions in his freshman season.
That's a tough play to defend with number eight being the bulk of your ball carrier and then that QB going up the middle. Eight split out again here. Let's see what type of counter actions they have with this.
We've got him in the slot. First and 10. Van Beek's going to keep it himself. Will jog his way over one attempted tackle at about the 14-yard line, fall forward just shy of the 11. Nina content to burn up a lot of clock on this possession, leading 14-0. We're 28 seconds away from the halfway point of the second quarter. Again, thank you to Dan Anderson, back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our board operator tonight. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Landon Tease. Mike Thompson down on the field. For this very October feeling, level two playoff game.
Could really use a turnover right now, Caleb.
Clock will tick down to 6 minutes when Nina takes this snap. Van Beek, the freshman, will keep it himself off the left side. He tries to turn the corner. Chi-High that time. Good pursuit. Carter Bovey makes the stop along with Boland. And at the 7-yard line is where they'll spot it. Minimal gain. They'll give him the six. Yeah, it looks closer to the seven, honestly, from our vantage point here. Third and short, Nina. Third and two officially.
Hey, we don't know what kind of field goal kicker the Rockets have, so again, could be four down territory for the Rockets.
Van Beek, the freshman QB, will take the snap, give to Dean. Dean picking his way off the right side. He's hit hard at the 2-yard line, continuing to push forward, and he will surge into the end zone for his second touchdown of the night with 5:10 remaining in the half. It is 20-0, the Nina Rockets.
A play was very similar to our Powers. Pulling linemen, Dean gets behind them and basically creates a scrum. They won that round.
So that is Dean's second touchdown run, this one from 6 yards out. And Wasco, who's a perfect 2-for-2 on PAT so far, will look to split the uprights yet again. Snap, spot, kick is good, and it's 21-0 Nina. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-High Cardinals football on WOGO Sports.
Looking for your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRollOffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRollOffService.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. The Neenah Rockets defending their new home field, 21-0 with 5:10 to go in the half. Chi High will be returning this one left to right as we see it.
I'm calling big play. Carter Bowlby right here.
It would be a good time for it. Wasco will drive the right leg into this one. It's fielded at the 10-yard line. That's Bolin. Bolin across the 15 to the 20, and Bolin spilled at the 26-yard line. They'll mark it maybe a little closer to the 25. Cardinals will start first and 10. Still all three of their timeouts and plenty of time with 5:04 left here. And in terms of shifting momentum, it starts with getting that first down of this drive, but also you'd love to put seven on the board here before the half.
Exactly, especially with the Rockets getting the ball in the second half. This is a crucial time for the Cards to be able to get 7 points on the board for sure.
We got Jackson LeMays a little bit hobbled by an ankle injury from earlier in the game. We'll see how he can go.
Double wing formation for Chi High. Wheeling and giving to the fullback straight ahead for maybe a yard or two. And that is Devin Bush, and now Chi High will sub three in. Jalen Smith and Sam Hebert, among others, coming into this game.
Double wing not working right now. Probably going to try to go spread, says Nolan Hutzler. See what happens.
Second and 8 after the gain of 2 on first down. 4:34 and counting in the half. 4 wide, 2 left, 2 right for Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden, the give to Auger, and we mentioned he's a Swiss Army knife. Auger that time kind of the personal protector in the backfield, but gets the call and will plunge forward up close to the 30-yard line. Brings up a third and a little bit more manageable, but it'll still be third and close to 5 yards to go for Chi High.
The Rockets kind of packing the box with the double tight right there, trying to go spread, maybe spread out a couple guys, lighten the box up. Able to get a couple yards there.
Xander Neal and Boland to the right side. Smith and Hebert to the left in a 4 wide receiver set. Von Hayden from the gun on 3rd and 5 from his 29-yard line. He'll give to Auger. Auger following his blocking will try and push through a couple Rockets tackles. He'll get up to the 32, maybe the 33. Chi High 4th and short. You're still well on their side of the 50, and the punting team will come on.
I know we're punting, but I think we found something there. We went in a spread formation. Olger got some tough yards. I bet we can come back to that a little bit later.
And Chi High task number one here is to prevent Neenah from using the final 3 minutes and change here to punch in another score. Rockets do only have 2 timeouts left. Clary to boot this one away. Late heavy pressure comes. Dean's going to try to chase this one down, and now he will just let it be. And what a kick there from Clary as it will roll all the way down to the 11-yard line. Colin Clary coming through in the teeth of heavy pressure and will pin the Rockets back at their 11.
That was a couple inches away from being blocked, and Neenah getting the ball on our own 11-yard line. Instead, the ball gets away. Nice Chi High bounce. And now we're playing the field position game.
Hey, we got a little something to go in our favor. Colin Clary, obviously nice punt. Kept it away from their big returner. And we flipped the field here. Let's get a 3-and-out. Let's get something going here. We got timeouts left to use as well.
Again, if we're being greedy, we'd love a turnover as well. But we'll settle for a 3-and-out here. And Chi High and Coach Rakovich still a full pocket of timeouts. Van Beek will motion a man into the backfield. Will give to Dean. Dean straight ahead, plunges into the line, and Chi High will stiffen up and knock him back as he crosses the 15-yard line. Gain of 4 on first down. Neither coach using their timeout after this possession. We'll kind of see what happens on second down. 2nd and 6, they'll give Dean a gain of 4.
Typically on a play like that, then we know Dean is the guy, and then they might use him as a decoy here. Watch that QB faking that handoff and obviously using that, keeping that up the middle.
Again, when you just look at the frame of Ashton Van Beek, the freshman quarterback, 6'1", 175, and the way he moves does not seem like a freshman.
No, definitely not, especially quarterback in the Fox Valley.
From the pistol, the give to Dean again, and Dean finds some room across the 20 up to the 25-yard line, stumbles forward, and that's a first down for the Neenah Rockets with a minute 59 remaining. Patro on the stop for Chi High. Again, a good crowd on hand here, as we mentioned, at Neenah. A lot of winter caps and coats out there. Clock running again after the chains move. Minute 46 and counting. Dean will get the call again off the right side. Dean will stumble his way across the 30-yard line, get up to the 31. Gain of about 4 on first down, about 90 seconds left. Here in the first half, Chi High trailing at Neenah 21-0. It's the 4 versus 8 matchup in this bracket. Winner will take on either number 2, Kimberly, or Stevens Point. We'll get you the Holly Bovee names you know, scoring recap and scoreboard at the half. Van Beek will turn and give to Dean yet again, and Dean dashes across the 35-yard line up to the 37. That is going to be close to a first down, but I do believe he's short. Minute 4 to play.
Not sure why that clock has stopped if it's short.
Yeah, agreed. So 3rd and 1, and the clock still is not going.
Now yeah, that was a good 5-8 seconds there. Some clock for Nina's favor.
On 3rd and short, the give to Dean. Dean picking his way across right guard in that A-gap across the 40-yard line up to the 42 with 50.5 seconds left. The clock stops here as it should. But again, as Mike mentioned, certainly a little extra time left in this first half in Nina's favor. Because of that?
Kind of what I've noticed from Dean is that he's a very patient runner, waits behind his blockers, waits for it to develop, and hits the hole when he needs to.
Dean will get the call again right up the middle, and Dean stumbles close to midfield. They'll mark him at the 49-yard line. 26 seconds to go, 21-0. Neenah, Coach Steve Young still has 2 timeouts left that he hasn't elected to use at this point. From the pistol, Van Beek, and now we have some early movement, and that's going to back Neenah up 5 yards with 15.8 seconds to go.
That's interesting to hurry your offense, put them in a position where they could jump with timeouts in your back pocket.
Well, make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more about Smart Scan Medical Imaging at myssmi.com. Well, Neenah will be content with a 3-score lead as they will let the clock trickle down to halftime. After 2 complete, your score, the Neenah Rockets 21, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 0. We'll step out and be back with a Hy-Vee halftime show. Brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We're back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports.
Time to see what they can come out in the second half. You got to get a 3-and-out against these Rockets. A couple games we're going to be keeping an eye on. Obviously, the winner of this game is going to be playing Spash and Kimberly. We'll be keeping a close eye on that one. Also, another rematch in the Big Rivers Conference in Level 2, Menominee headed to New Richmond. Right now, New Richmond threatening inside the red zone. We'll be also watching West Appear and Kakana in Division 2, as well as Regis on the road versus Edgar.
So we will keep you updated on those games. We are back in 90 seconds with the second half, closing down the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here on WOGO Sports. Back in 90 seconds.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill.
They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for butter burgers, custard, and cheese curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Welcome back. The second half begins here in Neenah. Caleb Swenson, Landon Tease, Mike Thompson down on the field. Chi High trailing 21-0. They will be kicking to the Neenah Rockets as we begin the second half. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Chi High Playoff Football Level 2 of this Division 1 tournament. Good to have you with us on this chilly night, and we do have one score update at least. Again, we started an hour earlier than most games around the state here tonight, but an update from the New Richmond Menominee game.
Yeah, and in Richmond, they got 3 points on the board. They were down inside their own 5-yard line, 4th and 3. Obviously, head coach, he was debating with it, and then we saw the field goal units run out onto the field. So New Richmond up 3-0 on Menominee, 7:30 left in the first. Right now, no score from the other games. As we're watching, like Kimberly looking like they're going to be a threat as they just got onto the other side of the field after Spash punted on a 3-and-out. Also, Wisconsin volleyball up on a set against Michigan State over there after they had a tough loss against Nebraska. Who is now the number one seed. So we'll be keeping also a close eye on that.
So Chi High to be kicking off here in the second half. And Mike Thompson, what's kind of the tenor of the sideline right now? Again, down 21-0, but hoping to see again that glimmer in the eyes with the boys saying, hey, there's no quitting us, no fight. That's what we've seen all season.
Definitely got some energy down here. I know the coaches have challenged the kids. This is a brand new half. Got 16 seniors. They really focused on them being leaders for this group, as they have been all year. So new half, new beginnings, time to go.
Ethan Fashing-Bauer has it on the tee at the 40-yard line. One of those 16 seniors wearing the white gloves tonight lifts the right hand in the air, drives the right leg into this one. He will send the kick over to the 14-yard line outside the numbers, reversing across the field at the 20-yard line, cut down by an ankle and falling forward to the 22, maybe the 23. Good work by the Chi High Special Teams unit. Clary on the stop.
Here we go for the Cardinal defense, looking for a 3-and-out right away. Get the ball to the offense because we got to get some points on the board, Caleb, or it's going to be a long bus ride home here for the Cards.
Well, it's going to be a long bus ride home no matter what, but figuratively speaking.
We always have to come to the east side in round two, Caleb. I don't know why, but we got to make the 3-hour trip over here every single time.
Hey, good sign. Cardinal defense is out. They're out of the huddle. They're staring at the ball. They're ready to go. Good sign here.
And so with 6 seconds gone by in the second half, it'll be a first and 10 from their own 22 for the Neenah Rockets, leading 21-0. Give off the right side. That's Dean picking his way across the 25-yard line. Carter Bovey hopped on his back and drove him to the turf. About the 27-yard line, gain of 5 on first down. And Zwiefelhofer, as you mentioned, we see him at the near side DB position. Leads the team in interceptions, has taken 3 of them back for touchdowns. Hasn't really been tested a lot through the air tonight, as again, the wind certainly a factor. Single receivers left and right from the pistol. A low snap. Van Beek's going to keep it himself. The freshman evades one tackle nicely behind the 30-yard line. Then will sprint across the 30 up to the 33, maybe the 34. It will be enough for Anita first down.
That was a nice play. He cut and jumped off of one guy. Our pursuit just wasn't there in time to stop him before the first down.
Ken Ashton Van Beek. No shortage of athleticism for the 6'1 freshman. He'll send a single receiver wide to the left. I formation of a sort with the pistol look for Van Beek. He will give it to Dean. Dean straight ahead. And Dean across the 40-yard line up, maybe close to the 41. That'll be a gain of 7 on first down.
Dean running hard, head down. Nice gain of 6 there for the Rockets. Keeping ahead of the chains. Cardinal defense looking for a stop here once again. But again, those two people in the backfield for the Rockets have just been outstanding tonight and been playing at a top level.
Make it a 2nd and 3 for the Nina Rockets, leading your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 21-0 here on WOGO Sports. From the pistol again, Van Beek give to Dean. Dean running hard across the 45-yard line. Gain of 4, maybe 5, pending the spot. That will move the chains. The Cards have not made it yet into the Johnson Roloff red zone. We're hoping for several trips in the second half. But reminding you, Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. They can find a Roloff dumpster size for any project you may have. Thank you to Brian and the crew for being with us all season long. Twin receivers right. Back to pass flare on a screen to Young. And Young is blown up in the backfield. Jack Zwieff. Zwiefelhofer blows him up 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Great job by Zwiefelhofer running like a freight train up there to catch the screen before it got a chance to develop. 2 yard loss for the Rockets. We also got another scoring update here on the side here. New Richmond in the red zone once again looking to score. And they will score a touchdown, so it's going to be 10-0 ahead of the Mustangs.
2nd and 13 after the loss of 3. And a pick intercepted. Chai High picks it off.
Carter Bovey making plays.
Carter Bovey inside midfield just stepped in front of that pass from the freshman and pulled it in. And Chai High, exactly what the doctor ordered to start the second half, trailing by 3 scores, but a chance now.
I believe that was Wes Tanzer, actually, that got the pick.
I believe you're right, actually. Number 5, I thought I saw 6 for a moment, but Wesley Tanzer.
Let's blame that on my old eyes. Either way, I'm not sure why Nita was coming out and passing like that, but we'll take it. Awesome play by defense, whether it's Wes or Carter. Awesome job. We got a short field. Let's go.
And how about
exactly what we needed? First turnover by the Knights.
Up. Now Chai High will go trips to the right, single receiver left. Auger on the left hip of Von Hayden. They will give to Auger. Auger will drag a couple tacklers with him across midfield down to the 48-yard line. Gain of 1 on first down.
Can confirm that was Wesley Tanzer. My apologies, Wesley. Either way, awesome play for the Cardinals.
Tanzer again just drifting out into that passing lane, and he went up and high-pointed that football. Regis and Edgar. Edgar up 6-0. Chai High back to the double wing on a 2nd and 9 from just past midfield. Flip to Boland. Boland will push his way down to the 45-yard line. Gain of close to 3.
It looked like about every player that Rockets defense was on Boland bringing him down there.
Landon, you mentioned a really patient running by Dean. That was really good quality patient running there by Boland to get behind his linemen and just let them do their job.
8:15 and counting in the third quarter. Chai High trailing 21-0. You figure 2 downs here to get 6 yards. 3rd and 6 right now. Trips to the left. Von Hayden rolling out to the left. He's going to float it left side. He's got a man that's Smith. Smith at the 40-yard line and stretching forward for a Chai High first down.
Keeping the chains moving. Got to love to see it again. A passing, which has been a little bit difficult here tonight with the wind, but proven not so difficult again, moving the chains for the Cards.
And that's a tough pass, Mike, if you're Von Hayden rolling out to your left, throwing that direction, but while you're still booting out, trying to make an accurate pass with these windy conditions, that's well done.
Yeah, and he had to have some touch on that one too, because he had a defender right in front of him.
Chi High will go back to the double tight, double wing on first down. On the left side, picking his way to the line of scrimmage, but not a lot further. Getting up off the bottom of that pile, Xander Neal.
Coming back with the spread here, Caleb, bringing in the speed.
He'll give Neal a couple.
Hey, Baron Smith coming in.
7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 21-0 Nina, Chi High. Their first significant scoring threat of the game, only the second time they've crossed midfield. Two receivers right and left. Von Hayden with a back on his right side from the shotgun. On second and 8, Von Hayden takes a shoulder-high snap, now dances out to his right. Being pursued, Von Hayden throws right side. One hops it toward his intended receiver. It'll be 3rd and 8 for Chippewa Falls with 7:07 to go.
He looked left first, which I don't think much was going on there. That forced him out to the right. That really good coverage by Nina there, so basically a throwaway.
Again, live to fight another day. You know that this is two down territory, Chi High. The ball at the 34 of the Nina Rockets. After the game's first turnover, Wesley Tanzer with that interception, the senior stepping up for the Cardinals.
Definitely four down territory here, even if you don't get it here.
Von Hayden sends Jalen Smith in motion left to right. Now going to give to Hebert. Hebert turning the corner, coming the other side to the 30, the 25, the 20. Hebert down the sideline, hits the brakes. Flag on the play as Hebert knocked out of bounds near the 10-yard line. And now a late flag on the far side. And we'll need to get all this sorted out.
I know the first flag is on two guys in motion. That's that signal. But if there's a late hit down there, my guess is we'll replay this down.
Again, I think you mentioned, Mike, that maybe Chi High was setting something up earlier in this game. At that time, you've got Von Hayden rolling, bootlegging really to his left, and then kind of a delayed jet action from Hebert on the reverse.
Yeah, there's certain things he can do to take advantage of a team that's really aggressive on the edges, and obviously reverse, well run and well executed, can be one of those things.
So again, the officials conferencing around the 33-yard line. Would have been a first down for Chi High, but of course would have been negated by the penalty. But West, now we'll see.
West Appear and Kakana still zeros on the board. We had two teams miss an extra point. And that was New Richmond missed their extra point, and this is 9-0 over there up in New Richmond. And then Regis and Edgar, Edgar with a missed extra point, 6-0, and Kimberly Spash still zeros on the board as well.
So a legal shift called against Chi High, and they're going to march this one off against Chi High, and then a personal foul against Nina. So it looks like they'll march off 5 yards against Chi High and then march off 15 against Nina. And I guess I thought, you're hearing the boos from the Nina crowd, I guess I thought it would be offsetting penalties, but maybe because it was a dead ball personal foul against Nina. Either way, it's going to be a first down for Chi High.
The original penalty, the way it's explained, is that we didn't get set before we went in motion. So that would be too many guys in motion. That's the penalty there. Not sure about the yardage here. I didn't listen to that conversation.
Yeah, so because that one was a dead foul penalty, so you have to enforce both of them. So that previous play penalty was 5 yards. That's why they marched it back. And then because it was a dead play, they can't offset it because it was two separate occurring penalties. And then you add on the 15 after the 5.
So Chi High will get a 1st and 10 at the 24-yard line of Nina. Von Hayden flings it out right side. I believe that's Smith, who's wrestled down.
Jabo.
Oh, excuse me. That's Boland. And Boland will have Chi High, I do believe, very close to that Johnson roll-off red zone for the first time tonight. He'll be a couple yards shy of it. Gain of a couple. But a positive play for Chi High and first down. 6:52 to go in this third quarter. Cardinals working off at West Hanser interception. Trying to mount a scoring threat here. Trips to the left, single receiver right from the shotgun with Auger in the backfield. flip out to Neal. Neal hit the backfield, but he somehow evades the first wave of tacklers and spins his way down close to the 20-yard line. Nina had that one completely diagnosed, but Xander Neal, just a great individual effort to make it into a positive gain of about a yard and a half.
Yeah, making something out of nothing, something that you look to see in every single individual out on the football field, being an athlete and move around the defense to be able to get positive yards out of something that would have been negative.
J-Bo did a nice job of sustaining his block on that play, which allowed Xander to scoot outside.
Ball in the near hash, about a football's length away from the 20-yard line. This is a third and a long six. Chai High with the crisscross. Boland ends up with it. Boland reverses field at the 15 to the 10, dragging tacklers. Jackson Boland moves the chains for Chai High.
And there's the crisscross that you love to see from Coach Rako. Getting positive yard is J-Bo. Great athleticism, getting up, breaking tackles, dragging them inside to the 10-yard line. First and goal for the Cards.
And the Cards officially in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRollOffService.com. 21-0 Nina. Chai High has a first and goal from the 9-yard line. They'll go spread. Twins left and right. Another high snap. And just falling on it, that's all he could do. Back at the 20-yard line, Mason Von Hayden. The snap got away, and Von Hayden just did his best to corral that before it took an awkward hop and ended in the hands of the Nina Rockets. But that is a loss of 10 on first down. So the Cardinals behind the sticks here. Second and goal from the 20-yard line. Three receivers right, ball spotted right in the middle of the field. Single receiver Hebert to the left. Another bad snap. Von Hayden picks it up. He's looking left, goes deep, looking for Hebert. He's got it! Touchdown! Chippewa Falls, but a flag on the play back near the 20-yard line.
I'm going to guess we got an illegal guy downfield. That's just my guess.
Great throw by Von Hayden and Hebert hauling it in, but again in that broken play for Chai High. As Mike mentioned, very possibly a lineman working his way downfield as a run blocker.
You get some of those big guys in space downfield, and they just usually just want to hit somebody, and that's probably the case. They went out and tried to get somebody.
So now,
good time for maybe a trick play here. Try to get some big yardage in one play.
Second and goal from just inside the 26-yard line. 4:59 to go in the third quarter. Twin receivers left and right. Von Hayden back to pass. He's going to set up a screen, and Nina not fooled at all. A gain of maybe one. But the Rockets hold strong on defense, and Chai High now a third goal from the 25-yard line. Again, you want to get points no matter what, but trailing 21-0. With 4.5, do you give yourself two downs to get into the end zone here or try and kick a field goal into the wind? I'm not sure if that's a possibility here. As the Cards will go four wide. Von Hayden back to pass. He looks left and throws it into the dirt. There was just no one there.
Pressure in his face. Had to throw it away instead of taking the sack.
Fourth and goal from the 25-yard line. Couple penalties helping and hurting Chai High in this possession, but of course the first and goal at the 9 and the 11-yard loss on the snap that got away has pushed the Cardinals back into desperation mode on this possession. 4:21 to go in the third quarter, 21-0 Nina in this level 2 playoff game. Fourth and goal from the 25 for Chippewa Falls. Three receivers right, single receiver left. Von Hayden from the shotgun with a setback to his right. Takes a waist-high snap. Von Hayden rolling right. Now will heave it toward the end zone. Jump ball and falls incomplete at the front pylon. And Nina holds. And it remains a three-score football game.
Penalties kind of killing the Cardinals on that last drive. Obviously the touchdown taken away with the illegal man downfield. Now defense got to be strong once again. Another scoring update. Menominee answers back, and that score is 7-9. Now up there in New Richmond again, another Big Rivers battle in the playoffs.
being the eternal optimist, the last time we were on DE, we turned them over. We just moved the ball. Obviously, some penalties put us behind the sticks, but good things to happen.
Von Beek will keep it himself off the right side, and Von Beek has a lot of room across the 40 to the 45. Boland will chase him down across midfield.
And we're going to have a hold here.
Help him back.
Yeah, that's going to be an illegal crack back block, in my opinion. Tanzer got hit pretty hard in open field.
The flag is dropped at the 43-yard line. So a big gainer for Von Beek, but this one will be marched back the majority of that yardage. 4:02 to go in the third quarter now. 21-0 Nina. They will march off this penalty, and we'll see where the Rockets will have the football. They'll mark it at the 33-yard line. So it'll be a first and about 2 yards to go after the penalty as they'll replay the down.
Got eight in the slot.
It's Grant Dean who scored twice here tonight. Von Beek, going to keep it himself across the 40-yard line. Gets the first down and a couple yards to spare all the way up to the 42 on a gain of 9. And again, I wonder almost sometimes if it's eye candy, Mike, with Grant Dean. You're just trying to get him in a few different positions and get the defense moving with him, and then Von Beek just pulling it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, when a guy has 1,500 yards and 24 touchdowns, that's who you're going to focus on, right?
And two of the three touchdowns in this game.
There he goes again.
Von Beek going to keep it himself. Von Beek weaving his way across midfield. He stood up by three defenders at the 47 of Chi High, but that should be enough for another Nina first down with an extra yard to spare.
Chi High really trying to go after the ball there. Obviously looking to get another turnover to get the offense the ball back.
And Nina punted just once in the first half. Chi High had one promising first half drive that stalled just across midfield. A golden opportunity here in the second half. But a miscue on a snap and a penalty pushed them out of scoring range. Now Nina with a first and 10. Give to Dean for the first time on this possession, and Dean dashes inside the 40, inside the 35-yard line for another Nina first down.
Again, running hard. Dean puts his head down. 12-yard gain there for the Rockets.
2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Again, you don't normally think of the clock becoming a factor this early in the second half, but Chi High down three scores and Nina driving. You certainly start to think about how much time is left. Dean will motion into the backfield, man in motion left to right, faking the jet sweep, keeping himself is Von Beek. Von Beek inside the 30-yard line and very close to another first down at the 26. He is cut down just shy. The talented 6'1", 175-pound freshman, Ashton Von Beek, will be just shy of the line to gain. Single receiver out to the right. Receiver in the slot left as well. Von Beek with a back to his right sends a slot receiver on the left in motion left to right. Delayed give to Dean. Dean will slash his way for a first down inside the 25-yard line and down to the 22, maybe the 21. And that will move the sticks for the Nina Rockets. Will want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports? Chippewa Yellow Bus Company has transported local athletes for 7 decades and is now hiring drivers. Enjoy summers off on a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus, and paid training. Call 726-2454 or stop by Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls. First and 10 from the 22 of Chi High, Nina leading 21-0. Von Beek going to keep it himself, and he is pinwheeled over the 20-yard line. Down just inside a gain of a couple on first down.
Pretty debilitating drive here, taking the wind out of the sails, no pun intended, but they're pretty much doing everything they want between the tackles right now against Cardinals. They may have to think of doing a run blitz of sorts to try to plug that up.
Again, the game's only turnover was an Ashton Von Beek interception. Wesley Tanzer on the other end of that, stepping into the passing lane out in the flat.
Eight in the slot.
That is Dean They will motion him. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep, and he's hit in the backfield and pulled down Colton Peska.
Great play there by Colton Peska, running up again, full head of steam, and able to trip him up in the backfield, going for the legs, exactly what you need to do against a talented back like Dean. Don't go high, go low, and trip him up. That's exactly what he did, and it's going to be 3rd and 10.
Again, Peska, we have seen it all season long. The junior just, he's in the right place constantly. Two receivers to the right, ball in the near hash. Dean in the backfield with Von Beek. From the gun, calls for the ball, looking to pass, throws it deep down the middle of the field, and almost intercepted by Boland. Nina Crowd wants a flag, as there was definitely contact at the top of that route with Boland and the intended receiver. But now 4th and 10, Nina, with 2.4 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, Jable made contact on that, but both players absolutely had a chance for the ball. So I like the letting them play situation. Jable, if he told you, he probably thought he should have had an interception there.
Yeah, I think that's why there was the no call there, Mike. I mean, both players up there going for the ball. Obviously, both players have a right to the football, and there's contact up in the air. If they see the opposing player going for the ball and there's contact, you let them play there and keep the flag in the pocket.
4th and 10, Nina. They will go for it here. Ball at the 22-yard line. It'll be a 40-yard field goal. And now a timeout taken by Steve Young. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
Looking for your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
A big fourth down here for the Chi-High defense. They trail by 3 scores to the Nina Rockets, and Nina has a 4th and 10 at the Cardinal 22-yard line. Man in motion left to right. Von Beek back to pass, throws it left side, and overshoots his intended receiver and a late flag as well. I wonder if Petska is the one who got held, but either way, it looks like the Chi-High defense will end up giving the ball back to their offense, and how about that? Great work.
That's a well-designed play, actually. They had 8 Dean out here pretty wide open and just missed him, overthrew it.
Yeah, Dean would have certainly walked into the end zone if that throw had been on target, but too far out for him to even really make a realistic attempt. That is the end of the third quarter, by the way. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back after this on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Welcome back to Chi-High Football. Caleb Swenson, Landon Tease, Mike Thompson with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Dan Anderson at the WOGO home base in Halley. It's a 21-0 game as neither team scores in the third quarter. Chi-High, the defense with their second turnover forced in the second half, got an interception, this time a turnover on downs, and now the Cardinals will start 1st and 10 at their own 22-yard line. Some work to do in the final 12 minutes as we enter the final frame here in Nina. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports. Von Hayden from the gun on 1st down, pumps. Now he's going to roll out to his right, throws left side, dangerous pass broken up at the 30-yard line. He was looking for Boland bracketing coverage there. Young was in the area. The coach's son, the safety.
I think Grant Dean made a nice play on that as well. That's one of those plays that took a little too long to develop, and it ended up working in the defense's favor.
Yeah, being down by 21 here in the fourth quarter, you kind of got to move away from the run and have to start passing and hoping for some big plays.
Cardinals, two receivers left, two receivers right on second and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Von Hayden calls for the ball. Von Hayden rolling out to his left under pressure, looking, throws left side into his own sideline, and man, that bounced really high. A nice catch by someone on the Chi High sideline. I don't know if that hit a head or a helmet, but it bounced an extra 10 feet in the air. And now a third and 10 for the Cards with 11:47 to go in the game, trailing 21-0.
Another scoring update. Again, the winner of this going to play the winner of Spash and Kimberly. Spash coming out with a touchdown, up 7-0 at Kimberly on the road. And Kakana goes up 3-0 against West Appear.
Cardinals in the spread with three receivers to the right, single receiver left. Third and 10 from their own 22. From the shotgun, Von Hayden roll out to his right. Looking for help, throws it high, too tall for his intended receiver. Looking for Boland at the 33-yard line. Boland, a little curl there, had a little room, but that would have needed quite the hops, and Boland has them, but a little more than that to be able to haul that one in. Chi High, unfortunately, will go three and out, and Dean will stand inside his own 45-yard line awaiting this punt from Colin Clary. Good snap. Pressure is light. Cleary steps into this one. Dean will field his first punt of the night at the 50-yard line into Chi High territory inside the 45, darts down to the 41-yard line. Grant Dean, who scored a couple times tonight, a nice return. And we're seeing some rumblings from the crowd as one of the tents on the Nina sideline just picked up and started blowing away.
Again, the wind being a huge factor tonight, Caleb. Slowing the passing down, making teams run the ball. Nina being able to run the ball very effectively tonight.
11:35 to go in the game. Single receiver right from the gun, Von Beek. Von Beek gives to Dean. Dean hurdles one attempted tackle. Now he'll push his way inside the 35-yard line and down to the 33 on the stop for Chi High. Look to be Patro.
Again, no flag on the hurdle, Caleb. A couple weeks ago when we were at River Falls, a hurdle from Severson, no flag. Again, a hurdle there, and no flag as well. That should be a 15-yard penalty. Yeah, can't hurdle in high school, and once again, it's shown no flag.
I believe the rule is if the player is on the ground, you can hurdle them.
So that might be why we didn't see a penalty flag come out as Christo will hop on the back of Dean as he crosses the 30-yard line, pull him to the turf near the 28. So gain of 5 for Dean on first down. And again, there's no rush for Nina. We've seen just a methodical offense from them here in the second half. They haven't scored, but again, they've really just dominated time of possession in this game. Lead 21-0, looking for more here. 10:35 to go. Von Beek rolling out to his right. He has some blocking in front of him and inside the 25-yard line before being stood up. Now Nina will continue to push Von Beek forward, and he's going to get that first down into the red zone.
Yeah, Brett Krista had him stopped about 7 yards past the line of scrimmage, and then the Nina team came up and pushed the pile ahead, and they were able to move the chains and get a first down inside the red zone.
An update from a team headed back to the Big Rivers. Rice Lake leading Sparta in that level 2 game, 24-6 at last check. Thank you to Travis Neas. 10:14 remaining before the half in that game. 2 minutes gone by here in the fourth quarter. Von Beek gives to Dean. Dean right up the middle, and Chi High snuffs him out very close to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of a couple with the forward progress. Again, if you're looking for a McDonald Max 8-player football tonight, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky have that call for you. Wogo Sports Audio on Max TV up at Clayton. Clayton, a number 1 seed unbeaten against the fellow unbeaten, a number 2 seed McDonald Max. Winner takes on the winner of Gilman and Thorpe. Von Beek rolling out to his right, and Von Beek hit right at the line of scrimmage and dropped. Good work there by the Chi-High front.
As Brett Krista saw the angle, saw the window, nice collision.
I will say this, regardless of the outcome here, we're seeing even in terms of what we call our great clips, great plays of the game, just seeing a lot more flash here from Chi-High, especially the defense in the second half. And it's good to see down three scores the way that they have responded. Another scoring update, 16-7 New Richmond, leading Menominee, trying to beat them twice. 8:42 to go, man shifting in motion, and we have a whistle and maybe some early movement. That will back up the Nina Rockets 5 yards. Again, Cardinals in this game by virtue of a 21-14 massive upset last week at Hudson against the number one seed, the Raiders. Nina took care of business 54-28 over D.C. Everest. Winner of this game takes on the winner of Stevens Point and Kimberly, and Spash was leading in that game at last check. And I believe they still are as well. I think there's just a scoreboard miscue in that one. Von Beek keeps it himself inside the 20-yard line, but a great play, Chi-High's Wesley Tanzer hauls him down. And Tanzer's been all over the field tonight.
Yeah, he has been a good pick there in the third quarter. A couple tackles for loss for Tanzer.
That'll lead to a fourth and long, fourth and 12 now for Nina. Clock still moving, and of course that's what the Rockets want, 7:49.
Bring in a ticking DB and take out a lineman, so obviously expecting more pass here.
Fourth and 12, Von Beek from the pistol. And now we have a whistle, and I think somebody flinched, shifted a little bit early, and fourth and 17 coming up for the Nina Rockets.
I wonder if they're going to come back to that pass they missed on last possession with Dean coming out of the backfield.
Again, as you mentioned, it would have been a walk-in, a stroll-in touchdown for Dean had they hit on that pass play. Now a fourth and 17 from the 25 of Chi-High for the Nina Rockets. Man in motion left to right. Back to pass, Von Beek. He flares it out the 20-yard line. Incomplete. Went right through the arms of his intended receiver. And for two possessions in a row, the Chi-High defense turns over the Rockets on downs. And the Cardinals, with 7:18 to play, still trail 21-0. They've got the ball back.
I know it's an uphill battle here, but the defense has really stood tall. A couple short fields with Nina and getting them off the field. Now offense can put something together and punch one in, get a lot more momentum going.
Jack Spiegelhofer looking for his sixth pick on the year there as it went through the Rockets' hands. Was tipped up a little bit. Dive, tried to catch the football, but ended up being a little bit short. Now it's time for the offense to get rolling and try to get some points up on the board with 7 minutes to go in the fourth.
Three receivers to the left. Single receiver, I believe that's Hebert, split out to the right. From the gun is Mason Von Hayden. 7:18 to play in the game. First and 10 from their own 25 for Chi-High. Man in motion left to right behind Von Hayden. Now we have whistles and a stoppage. And a false start, I believe, against Chi-High. And apparently the officials are not as cold as we are because
They're throwing the laundry.
They're keeping the flags flying. Ball will now be at the 20-yard line for Chi-High. With 7:17 on the clock. First and 15.
Got Sammy Hebert here.
Split out all alone on the left side. Three receivers on the right as they'll flip the formation from the last play. Give to Auger. Auger burrows into the line, crosses the 20, and will battle his way up close to the 22. Second and about 13 coming up.
I think they had double coverage on Hebert there. They know he's kind of the big play guy. If they've watched any bit of film.
And Hebert, that speed of a BRC champion. And track and field, third Three receivers to the left, single receiver Hebert again to the right, man in motion left to right, Von Hayden going left side, late pitch on the reverse, and that's Hebert. Hebert trying to turn the corner at the 20-yard line, hits the brakes at the 23, and he is taken and pushed back right there at the 23. It looked like there might be a little bit of a crease there for Hebert, but despite his speed, good soundness in the gaps for the Neenah Rockets, 3rd and 12 for Chi High.
Yeah, Aiden Carey, the 185-pound senior, not fooled on that play, being able to stay home on the end and cause a minimal gain, which we saw in the last time that the Cardinals would have ran that play. There was a lot of open space, but it was just called back on a flag.
Pretty fast-moving game here. Under 6 minutes to go in the fourth, halfway through the final period. Chi High trailing 21-0. A 3rd and 12 from their own 23. Back to pass on a straight drop. Von Hayden dancing in the pocket, throws it over the middle. Oh, he had a man wide open, and it goes through the mitts of Auger at the 45-yard line. Looked to be a pretty on-target throw from Von Hayden, and down the seam, Auger couldn't quite haul it in.
That would have been a nice gain for the Cardinals. Instead, the punting unit has to come out. It was a nice play design. Good throw by Von Hayden, just unable to come down with it at midfield.
Offensive line did a nice job giving Von Hayden time to throw there.
Cleary will have to punt this one away. Dean standing at his own 44-yard line. High snap, pressure coming, but
wow.
Cleary able to
Sports.
Get off. Just an absolute bomb inside the 40-yard line. It'll take a lateral hop at the 35, but again, we've seen some impressive boots tonight from Mr. Colin Cleary.
That was a nice kick, obviously keeping it away from Dean, but nice spiral, nice bounce. Again, flip the field, do what we can do.
So 5:33 to go. Neenah 21, Chi High 0. If you're just joining us here on WOGO Sports, welcome. Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese, Mike Thompson, Dan Anderson back at the WOGO Studios in Halley. All the scoring was in the first half. Neenah led 14-0 after one. Tacked on a second Grant Dean rushing touchdown in the second. No scoring for the first quarter and a half of this second half. The give to Dean, and Dean will find a gap across the 40-yard line to the 45, carrying tacklers with him to midfield and into the Chi High territory. Grant Dean continuing to roll. Again, Neenah, both teams with Chi High with a full complement of timeouts. Coach Steve Young and Neenah have taken their first one, but Neenah knowing the clock on their side with this three-possession lead. Continues to try to push their way toward a level three matchup with Spash or Kimberly. Give to Dean. Dean on the left side, picking his way across the line of scrimmage, but not by much. In fact, he may be stopped for no gain.
Drake Dakin did a nice job setting the edge on that as the outside backer, turning it back in so his guys could finish the play.
Again, Spash and Kimberly in a tight game. Still just a one-score affair there. Neenah will send out a couple receivers to the right side. Pistol look for Von Beek. Sends his slot receiver in motion. Give right up the middle to Dean. Dean bullies his way inside the 45 down to the 44-yard line.
Again. Timeout, Cardinals.
Timeout by Chi High. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate.
and Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Von Beek back to pass, throws left side, and he's got a man inside the 35-yard line, chucked out of bounds near the 32. An on-target pass from the freshman Von Beek moves the sticks on third down for the Neenah Rockets.
I know they probably weren't looking for it, but 15 went streaking down the middle of the field, wide open for Neenah.
Again, we haven't seen Neenah go down the field much with the passing game. They've tried a bit on the edges and the flats, but mostly it's just been the Von Beek and Dean show.
Got eight in the slot here.
And that is Dean. Dean will get the call. He's hit by Krista, and Krista will stand him up and pull him back with the help of a few others.
Again, minimal gain there by Dean.
They'll give him just inside the 30-yard line. Clock at 3:48 and moving.
Kimberly scored right before the half there. That score is 7-6, just a couple of miles from us right now. And Kikana looking to threaten before the end of the half, too. That score is still 3-0. And Regis down by 6 against Edgar at halftime.
We'll keep you updated in the post-class post-game show as well. Under 3.5 to go. Flags on the play as Dean takes it in the A-gap right side. Inside the 30-yard line down to the 27.
An illegal shift there on the Rockets. Going to send them back 5.
And thank you to all the sponsors who've been with us for Chi-High football all throughout this season and in this playoff run. Cardinals 5-5 on the year. And here in level 2, trail the Neenah Rockets 21-0 with 3:16 to play. The clock continues to move.
Got 8 in the slot again. I'd expect QB coming back.
And that's Dean in the slot on the right side. Go in motion. Von Beek's going to keep it himself, just as Mike called. And Von Beek inside the 30-yard line to the 29. And Chi-High has seen it enough. At this point, West Hanser able to minimize the gain there. Van Beek, excuse me. I think I said Von Beek. But Ashton Van Beek has
and
accounted
change
for
it
one
to
touchdown.
Van Hayden.
There you go. Two and a half minutes to go in the game. 21-0 Neenah with the ball at the 29 of Chippewa Falls. Back to pass, throwing right side to no one that time. Van Beek, I don't know if he's looking to set up a screen, but Chi-High, some good pressure.
Exactly. Well, we've been needing all game long. Hands in his face, made him uncomfortable. Had to throw it away right at the ankles of a receiver. It's going to be fourth and looks like 7 here for the Rockets.
Actually helps the Cardinals a little bit. Stops the clock on the incomplete pass. Saves a few seconds here and saves us a timeout.
So 4th and 7, Neenah. 2:24 to go. They have the ball at the Chi-High 29. Really, it's just inside the 30. 21-0 the Rockets. Van Beek from the pistol, single receiver to his left. Van Beek going to keep it himself, throw it out left side, rather. A little flare screen. Chi-High hits him, drives him back, but a flag on the play. And that may be in the area of a face mask. And if that is the call, that will move the sticks, presumably for the Neenah Rockets.
That's going to be a face mask, 15 yards.
That time, the pass out to Aiden Carey, I believe, for Neenah. And Chi-High had it diagnosed well and stopped, but just that little extra grip up too high on the face mask. It was just a 3-yard gain on 4th and 7.
A.J. McNamara, senior, checking in. Isaiah Bainan, senior, checking in. These are the times where you start thinking about seniors at the last couple minutes of high school football here.
Well, of course, recognize each of those seniors in the post-class post-game show. Clock winds again at 2:14. Chi-High, 2 timeouts left. Neenah, a 1st and 10 from the 21 of the Cards. Dean in motion left to right. They will throw it out to Dean. He'll make a nice catch, but he's hit in the backfield and pulled down back of the 25-yard line.
I know that was complete, but I'm not sure why they're passing the football here.
Yeah, it didn't really seem necessary at this point. And, again, danger zone there, too, if that pass had been tipped. Clock does continue to keep on moving. And Nina looking to keep on moving their 8-2 season forward to a ninth win and send them into a level three matchup again with the winner of Spash and Kimberly. A 1-point game at last check. Minute 26 to go. Van Beek gives to Dean. Dean cuts inside a couple tacklers inside the 20-yard line and dropped at the 17. Krista, yet another stop. Again, we've called his name a lot. Krista, one of those players, going to be returning for Chi High as just a junior.
And also returning that you can't forget about is LeMay and Boland, who have had a pretty good junior season here as a Cardinal.
Again, I think we've seen the dynamism from each of those players. I know LeMay has had to tough it out, battle a lot of injuries throughout the season, and we certainly hope that he's right as rain once hockey season comes around. Nina's going to be able to kneel this one out. That's Coach Rakovic. And the Cards will finish off a fantastic season in level two of the playoffs. Chi High, 5 victories, 6 losses on the season. Nina will move to 9-2. 15 seconds remaining on the clock to make it official. And then we'll head to the post-glass post-game show. We'll talk live on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovic and Mike Thompson one final time here and get you stats analysis, some other scores as well. We hit zeros and the final score here from Nina. The Nina Rockets 21, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 0 in this WIAA Level 2 Division 1 playoff game.